This is still going on as I'm recording this. By now, you know what happened. Isn't it fun? I'm from the past and you're from the future. Where are you? Where are you? You're dead. The son, the stepson, so it's not his real son, but his stepson, the stepson of Hamish Harding, or whatever his fucking name is, the Hamish guy on the submarine, the submersible, it's not a submarine, it's a submersible. The stepson went to a Blink-182 concert, and then he posted about it, and he said that his family would want him to be... His family would want him to be at the Blink-182 concert. I'm sure they fucking would. I mean, he's not doing himself any favours in terms of the inheritance, is he? No. And I'm sure... Look, if this family... This is the kind of family where they would want a family member to go to a Blink-182 concert. Then maybe this Hamish guy is better off dead. Because you got that kind of family, then, yeah. Or maybe the family is better off dead. And Hamish is spending his last hours right now. Right now, perhaps. Wishing that he bought tickets for his family, for his stepson in particular. To go on Titan instead of him. This is still going on as I'm recording this. By now, you know what happened. Isn't it fun? I'm from the past and you're from the future. You know what's happened. You know what happened to Titan. Titanic's new friend. I got a lot to say on this. Look, I'm recording a bunch of episodes. I recorded the episodes for this week. Yesterday, I recorded two episodes, and next week, today I'm recording next week's episodes, because I'm going to Cyprus again, and going to Northern Cyprus as well, so I have to, you know, I'm stacking them up for next week, and yeah, I don't know what's happened with the Titan yet. Nobody does. We're all in suspense. And everyone loves it, you know? It's all the fraudulent fucking thoughts and prayers and all this bullshit. But we're having a very fun time. Everybody else, and even it seems like his family, is having a very fun time. And look, we're all having a very fun time here. And that's the truth. Not many people will admit that, but it's true. Even if you're not a psychopath, even if you're not a sociopath, even if you're not a fucking narcissist, we're all having a fun time here. Counting down the hours to when the oxygen runs out. And they have, at this point, I mean, it's constantly changing. We need to keep up with it. And we are. It's probably less than 30 hours now that they have. I'm recording this on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, and it's 8:51, and apparently the oxygen, the O2, runs out early Thursday morning. And they don't even fucking know if it truly is that amount of oxygen that they have, that it can go that long. It's just something they put on a fucking website. Like, oh yeah, 96 hours. Have they really tested it properly? I watched one submarine expert today say that, like, they might not have even tested that properly. Like, this is a very new submersible. And everything, like, let's play this video. This is the CEO, okay? Stock Rushton is his name. That's not his name, but it's a similar sounding name. Look, let's just play this. This is this fucking... Oh, this is this guy talking about his invention. All right, let's fucking watch this.
the CEO and founder of OceanGate. Let's take a look at Titan. So we're coming into the sub. This is the only toilet available on a deep diving submersible. Best seat in the house. You can look out the viewport. We put a privacy screen in, turn up the music, and
First of all, the fucking toilet. It's a shit little toilet. It's not a real toilet. It's a fucking, you know, box with a lid, teeny tiny thing with a plastic bottle. It's right in front of the fucking window. Who does that? Who fucking does that? They put the toilet right at the front. You know, everyone's looking out. You're trying to see Titanic. And there's shit and piss. You know, they're literally, you know, leaning over the shit and piss of the four other people in this fucking stupid thing. It's such a dumbass design, this whole thing, this whole fucking thing.
Very popular. Very popular. We have our control screen here, our sonar screen here, and we can put any image we want in the back. We've taken a completely new approach to the sub design, and it's all run with this game controller and these touch screens. So if you want to go forward, you press forward. If you want to go back, you go back, turn left, turn right, go down, go up. And it's Bluetooth, so I can hand it to anybody. And it's meant for a 16-year-old to throw it around, and super durable. We keep a couple of spares on board just in case. This is the second year we've been out to the Titanic. We went out in five 8-day missions. We did about 10 dives to the wreck site of the Titanic, and we did an extra dive on an undiscovered reef that we found. Completely privately funded operation, and we're funded by, we call mission specialists, who help support the mission. So they take quite a bit of money to come and join us. Years ago, the Russians took tourists out to the Titanic, and it was just sort of a look-and-see thing. We really are focusing on the science around it. We want to document what the CEO...
Oh, fuck, man. You're not focusing on the science, you liar. You liar. You just want to go and look at the fucking Titanic. You want to look at the boat. You want to look at the boat that killed all those people and that has now killed you. That's what it's for. The whole submersible looks so cheap, looks so fucking pathetic. There's wires hanging off it, like, all over the place. The back looks fucking exposed. The propellers, the thrusts, it's just cheap plastic shit. Apparently there's also, like, construction pipes, like, industrial pipes used for ballast. There's a light from Camperworld or something. It's... And the worst thing of all is that there's no way out from the inside. They bolt these people inside the pod and then they send them thousands of feet down into the ocean. Thousands of fucking meters down into the ocean. And there's no way out. So even if something goes wrong, they get lost, they make it back up to the surface, they're still gonna suffocate unless someone takes all of those bolts out. And if there's a fire inside, then wow. Wow. Apollo 1, and that's what could have happened. You look up Apollo 1 if you don't know what happened to Apollo 1. Apollo 1, they could have just been burnt to a fucking crisp. The hull could have imploded and they could have been fucking crushed like a can. You know? They could be stuck on the Titanic. The Titanic could literally be eating them right now. In the future, like next year, it's going to be a double offer. It really is. Go see the Titanic and the Titanic's new little friend, Titan. It's whatever's happened to them, and they are dead, all right? And I don't know that 100% right now, but I know that 100% right now. They're fucking dead, aren't they? Aren't they, future? They are. My future fucking people out there listening to this who already know. Maybe they found out how they died at this point. Or maybe it will never be known. It will never be known, and it will become another great mystery, you know, like MH370. It will be one of those things. It will be like that lady who everyone thought was a great aviator, but then she fucking got lost and she crashed her plane. What stupidity. They definitely did not have INTJs on this one, did they? They did not. And everything I've read, everything I've, you know, seen on this, people are saying that there's redundancy after redundancy after redundancy. There's so many backups of backups. There's so many different ways to get out of tricky situations. But I don't think that's true with this one. Because you look at what one of the big things, like, okay, how do we get out? How do we get out of the vessel? And there's no redundancy there. There's no backup option there. There's no, oh yeah, we can go out this way. Or we have a way to smash through. We got a fucking special sledgehammer here. We can get out if we can, if we do surface, but we surface in the wrong place. And then we're running out of oxygen. Yeah, we got 3-4 different ways out of this thing. There should have been, on all these fucking submersibles, there should be a lifeboat. There should be another submersible connected to the submersible that is only used if they need to, something goes wrong with that submersible and they need to get out. And this other vessel can detach and they can float on up to the surface, and everything's run on different systems. You know, they fucking need that. And the fact that they didn't have that is just fucking hilarious. And whatever's happened to them, it will go down as one of the worst ways to die in human history. You know? Each different, I mean, the best version of it is the implosion. Okay, something went wrong with the hull. There was a leak, and all that pressure just crushed them. That's the best case scenario that they just went very quickly in a very destructive way. But that's possible, but there's also some very horrible, really dark possibilities, very sinister things. And Netflix and all these disgusting companies and people are now licking their fucking lips. They were licking their lips as soon as they heard it. Oh, the documentaries that are going to be made, the series that are going to be made. The fucking cottage industry that is gonna, you know, be built from this thing. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be fucking huge. There's people in the MH370 community right now who are thinking of jumping ships. You know, they sense an opportunity. They think, fuck, man. Nothing going on MH370 anymore. It's old news. Coming up 10 years. I'm a fucking go and become a Titan. You know, become a Titan-aniac. Titan-fucking-maniac is what I'm going to do. The CEO of this company, who is in the submersible right now, he has a nice personality, I think. He has there's a warmness to him and a sense of naivete that, and naivete isn't usually something that I find a positive, and it's not a positive, and clearly in this case it's not a positive, but in terms of his overall personality, it somehow adds to it, his whole kind of like chuckly, naive approach. And just looking at him and the way he speaks, he doesn't seem like the brightest bulb in the fucking store. He doesn't. He seems like he had this wild dream of going and masturbating over the Titanic with four other people and doing it again and again and again. And it's a wild dream and it's a strong dream. And it seems like he built something that could attempt to do that. But yeah, he's failed. All right, let's see. Is there any updates? We're going to look now if there's any updates. Let's see. Titanic sub. No sign of vessel as search continues, but banging noise is heard, says US Coast Guard. Yeah, they've been hearing banging noises apparently every 30 minutes. Doesn't seem like there's any updates since I last checked. And why are they doing it only 30 minutes? Every 30 minutes? You know, they could do it every 3 minutes. Every 5 minutes. Probably, it might be something else. It might be them. Yeah. If it is the scenario where they are running out of oxygen, how does that play out? Whether they're on the surface and they can't get out of the fucking hatch because it's bolted. Or if they're somewhere in the ocean, perhaps at the bottom of the ocean. Like, how does that play out? Like, obviously they're thinking and they're trying to keep up the hope that, well, there's most likely a search and rescue operation going on now and, you know, we'll be banging on the hull and maybe they can hear us with the sonar and maybe they'll find us and rescue us. You know, there's still that hope. But that's like hope when you got 90 hours of oxygen. That's hope when you got 60 hours. But when you start getting 40 hours, 30 hours, less than 30 hours, where, you know, we're at now pretty much. 20 hours, 10 hours, 5 hours. Like, what the fuck happens in the last 5 hours of oxygen? Okay. No one else has said this. No one else on any fucking news channel that I've watched. And no article. No one's spoken about this yet. I will be the first. They're going to start killing people. People are going to start killing people in the submersible, in Titan. If I am in a fucking submersible at the bottom of the sea, and I don't even know these people, like really know them, they're not connected by blood, they're not connected by the fact that I've put my cock in them, they're not connected in any substantial way. I met these guys probably a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, maybe I've even known them for years and they're friends. But I'm killing these people very quickly. And it's not like, oh, 5 hours, like I just said. Like, maybe they will start thinking that around 5 hours, but I mean, there's billionaires on there, there's rich guys on there. There's people who are clearly psychopathic on there. You know, it doesn't take long. It doesn't take long before you do what you gotta do. You kill everyone else and you preserve the oxygen. All right, if there's one person in there instead of five people in there, oh, that oxygen's going to last a lot longer than 96 hours, isn't it? So as soon as it's clear that, all right, we're in trouble and we're not going to get out of this trouble anytime soon. I kill everyone else. I start with the dad and the son. There's a dad and there's a son on the vessel. I kill them first because they're going to have the biggest, you know, the biggest incentive to save. They're going to be the most, you know, difficult to kill individually because, you know, they are connected by blood and they're going to want to save each other. So I kill them first. I get them out of the way. And then I kill the British billionaire, the adventurer, this one. And then I kill the French guy. And then I kill the CEO of this company. I save him for last. I save him with his shit design of this fucking thing that's put me in this situation. And it's not him and it's not the fucking Titan that's put me in this situation. If I were in that situation, but here's the thing, I would never be in that situation because I would never get on that fucking thing. It doesn't pass my tests. It would take a very short amount of time, you know, with this guy showing me around the thing to go, no, this is gonna be a disaster one day. So no. Yeah, I'm not getting on that fucking thing. I really am not. But for these dumb fucks who did get on it, you know, you kill in that order, you save him for last. And you drown him. You drown him in the piss and shit bowl. That's what you do while you're looking out the window. I wrote this on bradnichols.com. I think this morning I wrote this on bradnichols.com, the front page. There's no fucking way that I am diving, riding, driving a submarine or a submersible that I don't build myself. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting in one of those things. Because it's a horrible way to die. It's a horrible way to die. And it's not even like a fun, horrible way to die. It's like an unfun, horrible way to die. And the thing itself, let's talk about the thing itself. Let's talk about the fact that these people are terrible people to be paying a lot of money to go and see the Titanic, a ship that sank and killed over 1,500 people. That's the gravesite of over 1,500 human beings who were going from England to America. And they were having this great time on this boat and they hit a fucking iceberg. And they went down. And they rest forever at the bottom of the sea. And they rest forever at the bottom of the sea because of the incompetence of human beings. And everyone on board Titan will now most likely rest at the bottom of the sea because of human incompetence. And their own individual incompetence as well. For not saying like, hey, this is my dream, but I need to do my dream safely. And yeah, of course, there's always going to be risks with something like this. But I'm going to take calculated risks and I'm not going to take stupid risks. I'll take calculated risks for my dreams all the time. But I'm not taking a stupid risk for my dream. Because then I'll just be a dead guy. I'll be a fucking dead guy. And there'll be no dream. Maybe they didn't even get to go see the Titanic. Maybe they didn't even make it to the Titanic. And, you know, some of them on board have seen it before, but you know what I'm saying. You can take calculated risks for your dreams, and even if they're real risks, like real risks. But do everything you can to make it as safe as you possibly can. And that's clearly, whatever's happened here, clearly it was rushed. And there was a sense of, you know, arrogance and caution to the wind. And there was a sense of like, hey, let's hurry up and get this thing going. Because I want my pod. I want my fucking Titanic pod is what I want. That's my dream, you know. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Isn't it funny, though, that I started, like, in my TikTok famous girlfriend episode, we did the whole thing where I sang Hymn to the Sea. And I was talking about my relationship possibly going to the bottom of the sea. And where did that come from? Where did the fucking... Anyway, you go listen to it. Go listen to that episode where I sing Hymn to the Sea. And I've been talking about it, haven't I? I've been talking about it. About how I might, when we do break up, if we do break up, sing Hymn to the Sea. You know? And now this happened. You know what this is? You know what this fucking is? This is so that my relationship doesn't go to the bottom of the sea. This is so that I don't have to make that episode where I sing Hymn to the Sea. Okay. Or at least this pushes that off further. All right, we've pushed that off further. And these people have had to make a sacrifice for my relationship, for my love. The love between me and my girlfriend, my TikTok famous girlfriend. They've had to take that sacrifice. They've had to make that sacrifice. So thank you for that. Thank you for that. Yeah. Don't go to the Titanic. Leave those people alone. Let them rest. Let those poor bastards rest. Don't go and pay money to go take fucking selfies with that disaster ship. Don't do it. You're not doing it for science. You're not doing it for any noble cause. You're only doing it for the bragging rights. That's it. So that you can post your selfie and you can say, yeah, I went and I saw the Titanic. Aren't I cool? You're not cool. You're not cool. And these people are dead. So this whole thing about, you know, going to shipwrecks, especially like the Titanic. Yeah, stop. No more of that. Cancelled. I'm cancelling that. It's sexist. It's racist. It was the wrong fucking flavoring in my latte. I'm cancelling it forever and ever and ever. It's a horrible way to die. And if these people weren't, if they weren't doing it to go see the Titanic and gawk at the grave, the mass grave of a lot of people, yeah, I would be... I would at least pretend to have empathy for them and to, you know, I'd say nice things. I'd do, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. But I wouldn't be as kind of, I wouldn't be this strong. Maybe I would. Look. Yeah. All right. Just, yeah, that's the episode. That's the fucking episode. We'll see what happens. I'll see what happens. You people are from the future. From the future. So you already know what's happened now. And I will be listening to this episode in Cyprus. I do love doing that. I think I've said it before. I love making episodes and then going on a trip and then the episode is scheduled and it comes out when I'm on the trip, and then I listen to it. Yeah, it's fun because I'm excited about it. You know, I get excited about it, and it's very exciting. Brad Nichols Podcast, greatest podcast, the most exciting podcast. Become a patron. If you are a rich individual, if you're a millionaire, if you're a billionaire, don't spend your money on stupid shit like this fucking Titanic bullshit. Spend your money on something truly valuable, and that is becoming a patron of Brad Nichols Podcast. Become a patron. It's £5 a month, and you get every single episode, all of the episodes, over 30 hours, over fucking 30 hours, more time than these people have oxygen left. And every month, it goes up and up and up, more and more and more. This year, there's an episode every week, and that's public, and an episode every week that's for paying members only, for the patrons only. So two episodes a week. You only get one if you're not a patron. And if you're a patron, you get two, Friday and Saturday. So become a patron, £5 a month, or whatever the equivalent is in your currency. All right. Look, there might be a miraculous turnaround, and you could be listening to this thinking like, ha! He doesn't know that they fucking found them. Alive and well. Alive and well. In a fucking Arby's. In a fucking Arby's somewhere. Arby's. I used to have Arby's in Canada. In the food court of Metropolis at Metro Town. I don't not like Arby's. Anyway, yeah, see you in the next one. Where are you? Where are you?